Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Welcome to the show. What a great day to do a show like this. This is why we live in Southern California. It's November 10th. The rest of the nation is freezing, and we're looking at a day like today. How is your day? I didn't wake up feeling good. I woke up feeling bad. You know what that's like. If you're chronically ill, even if you're not, if you're just into health, you have days where you don't wake up feeling good. Things are on your mind. Things happen. Things aren't pleasant. I feel great. I didn't feel good 2 hours ago. I feel great now. I can make the shift. I want to give you a concept. Making the shift. All the things you do for your health, all the shows you listen to, all the advertisements, all the supplements you buy, all the classes you take, all the books you read, all come down to making a shift. The shift is the knockout punch. If you don't make the shift, then it's all for naught. In other words, there's a critical mass point across which your cell will regenerate. And when it happens, it's proportional. It is directly proportional to the amount of endorphin you feel. Health is shifting your mood. You have a brain tumor, health is shifting your mood. You have autoimmune disease, health is shifting your mood. Your hip is killing you and the doctors are telling you you need to have it replaced. Health is shifting your mood. No, I humbly submit you don't know what I'm talking about right now. You think you do. I humbly submit you don't. I'm not talking about putting a smile on your face in the midst of a bad day. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about counting your blessings, even though you're dying of cancer. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about that feeling in your body that you get, that high that you get. And you've had it. When you do something to your body that's good for your body, and your body blesses you back to you in the form of endorphins, that's what I'm talking about. Now, neuroscience, Candace Pert, devoted her life to understanding what those endorphins actually do. And again, I'm talking about something very specific. You runners out there, a runner's high, an exercise high. Now we're in the neighborhood. What I wished you understood that you don't understand is the chi high, the prana high. The endorphin rush that comes from opening up a sector, a part of your body in some sort of physical manipulation that produces this warm sensation that just inebriates your entire being with a bliss feeling. No, I'm not talking about a fantasy. I'm talking about the physical sensation of opening body parts in stretches, in contractions, in manipulations. that produces a massive endorphin rush. That's what your health practice equates to. So you listen to a radio show, radio shows, read books, buy pamphlets, get newsletters. And if you've got an objective in mind, whatever that might be, you want to live to 100 and be radiant. You want to cure your symptom. You have a disease and you want to get healthy. Whatever it is, whoever you are, every bit you put into it has to see an endorphin on the other side of the equal sign. That's the experiment you bought into. That's the key here. The key is for you to build a health practice capable of producing that each time. And if you get really good at it, well, then you're not going to have any bad days. You can shift yourself. Now, think of your life over a year or 2 years or 3 years or 5 years. Think of your life over some period of time. Do you understand that in every given moment, the choice you make is directly proportional to the amount of endorphin you put into your blood? Your perspective, what you call the choice you make, is the product of a perspective that you have or hold, a perspective you attach to, and that perspective is directly related to what I'm talking about. Okay, so I go into a restaurant and I sit down and I have a meal and I look out into the ocean while I eat this meal. And I look across and I see a group of people, German people. They were German. And they were the money people. They were German entrepreneurs having a conference in an expensive restaurant in an expensive part of town. And I was sitting there, close enough but far enough away, to observe them. And I was listening to the conversations and the numbers being tossed. And my point to you is the leverage they're looking to build in that negotiation is directly proportional to their perspective, the way they view their moment, and that's directly proportional to their endorphin, to their endorphin levels. And that's directly proportional to their practice, their health practice. You see, if you can get this, the payoffs for this are massive. They're massive. And you can apply it as a basic fundamental equation to your symptom, to your disease, to your objective to have radiant health into your late 90s. To your negotiation across a desk. To anything. Because everything is perspective. But you see, when your body is riddled with tension, tension that comes from blockage, 390 shows on blockage, all of what we unfortunately reduce to health, to the discussion of health, basically comes down to freeing up blockage. But you see, there's something else at the other end of that. Freeing up blockage produces endorphin, the high. Now, when you face adversity, like, well, I used myself as an example this morning. When you face adversity, how much endorphin can you mobilize? That's the payoff for your devotion to your health. Don't nod your head. Really take this in. Because there's all sorts of things built into this statement. For instance, do you have any sense of what it is to have an endorphin rush? Do you? Well, if you don't, you're missing out on the most fundamental, the cornerstone of how to evolve health is built on that endorphin rush. Can you walk into a room, lie down on the floor, and pull pieces of your body apart at the joints? All over. All 360 joints. I think there's 360 joints. Joints where two bones meet. Can you pull them apart? Can you warm them up? Can you dissolve the congestion in them? And can you pull them apart? And can you produce in that process enough endorphin to feel a massive shift in the way you see your world? Can you do that every day? Because if you can, you can heal anything. And because if you can do anything you want to do. If you want a translation on Scripture, I just gave it to you. That is the practicum of Scripture. All Scripture, any Scripture. That is how it translates into daily experience, and that is how bounty is provided. Now, our culture finds itself in a curious place because it doesn't have a clue about what I'm saying right now. Many of you are my regular audience, so you have a sense. But I have to be bold enough to say it's merely a sense. It's not an experience. And I invite you to broaden the depth of your experience or broaden the depth of your attachment to what I'm talking about right now. Or you'll miss the boat on it. You won't get what you want. You have to consider my vantage point here. I am older than a teenager, definitely. Younger than an old man, definitely. And all in all, I've devoted a lot of time and energy and money to my devotion. You know what? I just realized it's only 12 minutes after 10. Doesn't it seem like I've been talking an hour? No, I'm serious. If you've been listening to the show today, I've been talking 13 minutes. Email my site. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm not. I can feel it. You're being hit differently today. Maybe I'm getting through to you. Maybe. Certainly it seems like way more than 13 minutes. I couldn't talk about this more than an hour. Time warp. What is time? If you pull enough tension out of your system, time slows down. These are physical laws. Because in the absence of tension, you multiply exponentially your focus in the moment. I want you to get that. In the absence of tension, in the reduction of tension, you multiply many times exponentially your focus in the moment. Right? Didn't we call that meditation? So this thing about health really equates to pulling tension out of the system. Okay, so normally I'll get up very early in the morning, work out for a couple of hours, begin the day. Today, the things I normally do weren't going to work, and they didn't. So I took a container of clay. You know Premier Research Labs, right? Premier Research Labs. Dr. Marshall, he's on before me. Well, that clay, the Med Body Pack, I took that clay and I mixed it with seawater, not spring water, ocean water. And I went to a secluded beach. We have secluded beach from San Diego all the way up to Oregon. What a gift, our coastline. Who cares if it's freezing? Your body will adapt. Again, this is something I do sometimes that's part of a practice. And I needed to do it. Because my regular practice wasn't cutting it today. And I needed to get to that level. And I got to that level. I took that clay, I put it all over my body. After I went into the ocean. I went into the ocean, let the ocean pull all the congestion. Let the ocean electrify my body. I touched the rocks, and then I took the clay, and I put that clay around my entire body. And I let it bake in the sun while I stretched. And as you well know, if you listen to this show, I'm talking about a very specific thing when I say stretch. I pulled my joints apart. I didn't just get into the positions following the pictures on a video. I pulled my joints apart as I stretched, dug into the sand with the clay on, baking in the beautiful morning sun of California. And then when I was baked, I dove into the ocean again and washed it all off. Then I came out again and stretched. This took about 40 minutes. Now, tonight I may sleep in the mountains. I may sleep in the mountains. There's mountains everywhere. There's mountains in Colorado. There's mountains in New Mexico. There's mountains on the West Coast. There's mountains in Oregon. There's mountains in Tennessee. There's mountains in Kentucky. There's mountains in Virginia. There's mountains in West Virginia. There's mountains everywhere. You can go to these mountains with equipment and lay your body down very comfortably and build on what I just said. You cannot imagine the benefit of this. You can't. I can. I live it. And like you, I have bad days. You got to remember what I do for a living. I crawl up inside your intestines every day to try to understand your disease. And it is putrid. But illness is the product of putrefaction. The part of us that's injured, that's hurt, rots us. It rots us to the bone. And so the body, through the wisdom of the soul, sends us a message. It's called a symptom. It's called an illness. It's called loss of function. I have bad days like you. That's life, right? You can't grow without that. So in a sense, it's a welcome part of life, in a sense. I mean, there's limitations to that statement, but a lot of pain is with the intention of growth. What do you bring to that to hasten the acceleration? What do you bring to that? I'm giving you the foundation. I've got a couple of classes I'm teaching. We did one a couple of weeks ago at the Ayers Hotel, about 60 people, now 55. I'm going to get a better room, a bigger room. I do have a class I'm doing in 2 weeks. It's part of my regular class. So this is the fourth time we've met. If you're really interested in health and in committing to it, Call 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Speak to one of my secretaries. It's $150. It's worth $150,000. If you're serious about your health and you want to move the ball, call that number and we'll see what we can do. It's just about booked out. I only want about three people. I've got some people in the regular class that can't make it. So I want to bring in about three or four fresh people. But I want people that really want to do something with their health. Because life is short, isn't it? There's no time to screw around. How many of you feel like you're spinning? I've got 390 shows here. Listen to them all 10 times. But really, nothing is a substitution for experience. Nothing is a substitute for experience. You have to experience. So perhaps you'll come and experience this class. It's in 2 weeks. That's all we'll tell you now. You know, I've been doing holistic medicine for 30 years. I'm glad I made that choice. Believe me, I didn't want to cut out body parts and be a brain surgeon. None of that was for me. But I got to tell you, with $500,000, I have $500,000 of equipment. I've got $500,000 of educational fees. You know, 30 years is a long time. And I'm still in school. And it amazes me, but it is true, that the shift you're looking for, the posturing to health, what you're bringing as a strategy to your health, is right in front of us. It's in nature. It just is. But we're not seeing it that way. How else then would 99% of what's out there be all about some product you should purchase because it's going to help you so much? How could we be getting this if that's how, in the totality of holistic health, we're expressing ourselves? Not that those people that do that don't have something to contribute. So don't misunderstand me. But if you're looking for the critical mass point, what's the critical mass point? If you're looking to say, I'm healed, I got my life back, my chronic symptom, product of a disease, a deterioration, a progressive chronic disease, is gone or dramatically reduced, if you're looking to do that, then listen to this show again. And again and again. Because it ain't in the other places. That is a crock. And I'm sorry. I don't care who likes it or doesn't. I'm telling you, it's a crock. I went to chiropractic school. I was their class valedictorian. They told me to crack a back and a neck because it would deliver in a dramatic way a cure, a solution, an effective therapy for chronic musculoskeletal pain. I'm sorry. It was a great tool, but it didn't hit critical mass. Acupuncture school did not hit critical mass. All the herbal work I've done over 30 years did not hit critical mass. Everything was important, but none of it was put together to get the job done. Can we just agree on that? And there'll be a few exceptions here and there, no doubt. And of course, we'll make those people Hall of Famers and write books about them to make it seem like that's the general way it works. It's a lie. The miracle is in the fact that if you devote yourself to a practice and measure it the way I'm suggesting, you will experience miracles with your health. And it means work, and it means patience, and it means time. It means everything you already know is true about how you achieve excellence at anything you do. So then why do we spend so much time telling you the results are dramatic almost immediately, and that's the miracle? Why do we do that? When our own life experience tells us otherwise, why? Why? If you're asking me, because there's a devil. There's good and there's evil. There's the light and the darkness. The darkness loves to lie. So really take this in today on this bright and sunny, beautiful, wonderful Southern Californian day. Such a gift. And think about what I said. I'll post this show. Just going to do a half an hour show. That's all I have to say today. I'll post this show within the hour. You have a great week. I'll see you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.